The Osgood File, sponsored by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Start your day with Barbasol, America's leader for a close, comfortable shave. Close shave, America. Close shave, Barbasol. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Edward Snowden's father plans to visit his son in Russia to urge him to return, but there's a big if. More after this from Charlie. We all want to be there for our children, right? So we go to the Little League games, a school play, science fair. Of course, it's different when your kid's latest science project is exposing the spying apparatus of the United States government. But as difficult as that is, Lon Snowden has been there for his son Edward every step of the way, urging him to come home and face charges, but at the same time rejecting any notion that his son had anything in mind other than to expose what he felt was a violation of the Constitution. Well, now Lon Snowden says he will travel to Russia to see his son and will again try to persuade him to return home, but only on condition he be guaranteed a fair trial.
What I would like is for this to be vetted, an open court for the American people to have all of the facts. What I've seen is much political theater.
As for some kind of plea bargain, he told ABC's This Week,
the only deal will be true justice.
At the same time, there seems to be a concern among supporters of the NSA that Edward Snowden has been getting a little too much sympathy. Representative Dutch Ruppersberger, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says it's time to do a better job of explaining these programs before more people come to think of Snowden as a hero.
We need to do better in educating our public so they are not fearful that we, the government, are violating their privacy. That's very important.
Now, that should be interesting. Getting some of the same politicians who've been arguing you can't trust the government to do anything to say, but you can trust it to monitor your phone calls and emails and Google searches. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.